Looking for a standard survival Minecraft realm without all the drama? Check out the 77combined.com and see what you've been missing.
It's Friday night, and that can mean only one thing. You're tuned in to the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour. A weekly show from your favorite Minecraft Bedrock Edition realm, the 77th Combine. We'll discuss current events on the realm, take a look at the latest news from Mojang, and have a grand old time with your favorite players from the realm. And now, your host. Don't let his tongue-tiedness fool you. He really is a semi-decent player. It's J.R. Tazel. And now, the 77th Combine's Cocktail Hour.
Thank you, Monkey. This is Tazel coming in from the Tazelverse Studios.
And this is Evie coming from the Pokemon Center.
Welcome to the 77th Cocktail Hour for the week of Friday, June 29th, 2018. Today we're going to be talking about quite a number of different things. Our main topic is going to be about all the different texture packs in Minecraft and the pros and cons, what we like, what we hate, you know, just a ton of stuff. But let's check on the news before we get to that. First, some quick items from around the 77th.
From the 77th Combine Newsroom, this is a Cocktail Hour special report.
We have two new members that went through the application process this last week. Please welcome BoxB312, and only on for 1 month, to the realm. Additionally, we do have one new hopeful in band. Check out the new user post for AJ, aka AJCAJC. Definitely keep chatting and asking those questions so we can be sure that we are both a good fit. And also, a fun little fact, the topic for today actually came from AJ.
Yeah, that is an interesting topic indeed. The end is opening up this Sunday morning / afternoon. We don't really have a timing set right now, but we'll figure it out. The exact timing for the first fight is scheduled for your respective time zone. We will try to fight the dragon as many times as possible to open us as many end portals as possible. This is due to the exploring end portal bug still being in effect, as far as we know. Also of note, please be considerate, especially early on when expand. Found a couple in cities, please stop so others get loose.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit there. So if you're exploring, you know, only do a couple of end cities there. Just because I know we're quite, some people are very good at finding the end cities, and then you have to go forever and ever and ever to get them. Yeah, and the other thing is, there was a bug, we're pretty sure it's still an issue, where if you open up a end portal after you explore that area, it doesn't generate properly and you can get suffocated. We didn't try last season because we didn't want to risk it. But I think that's, I'm pretty sure, Jig, that's still the issue, right?
Yeah, I think it's the issue. Is this better?
Maybe. I guess we'll find out on Sunday that when we try this stuff out, or sometime next week. Speaking of other things opening up next week, the SE realm will be reverting to Redstonia world as of Saturday, tomorrow. Also, an apology about the current worlds in the SE edition, the experimental realm. Unfortunately, we only have the beta items and not the EDU features due to realms not supporting EDU. If you'd like to experience the EDU features, please create a local world and turn on the education edition option.
That's a real bummer. I was actually looking forward to checking that out. It's summertime, depending on where you are. This means vacation, summer sessions, time away from the realm in the real world. Just a reminder, if you are planning on being gone a while, let the AOPs know. So we won't worry about you and call you and message you 24/7.
We'll go, hey, why have we heard from such and such? And, you know, if you're gone for too long, and you might get bumped out for not being active. So definitely let us ops knows. Ops knows. Good golly, this lemon shandy. Now for some news around the Minecraft community. There's an interesting article and some videos over on Minecraft.net about how you helped us help the ocean. They've been working on creating some artificial coral reefs with the Coral Crafters, it's a group, that were Minecraft-themed. This has been an ongoing project that they have now finally put the statues in place. And if you check the link out in the show notes, or just go over to Minecraft.net, you'll find that. And there's a couple different videos about how they created a bunch of different artificial reefs that they have attached coral to. And I think one is an Alex, one is a... Steve, one is turtle shells, one is, shoot, what's the other, there's two other statues I know that are out there, but yeah, check them out. Jig, have you been able to check any of those videos out yet?
I definitely have not checked out those videos at all. There was another Java pre-release though, I heard. Or maybe two now, who knows? Number four, or now, okay, now it's five. Same as last week, all bug fixes, nothing new added. Number five apparently fixed a really nasty crash. Eventually, I suppose they'll be releasing it officially, hopefully, maybe, you know, maybe around phase two.
Yeah, probably. Speaking of which, the 1.5 is supposedly coming out pretty soon, from what I understand. Nothing official. It's not an official thing. It's just some conjecture based on what people have said in the past about it coming out a couple weeks after the Switch came out. And Matt over on Twitter had said something along the lines of they weren't improving it anymore, that they were going to be submitting it. So maybe they'll come out at the same time. Who knows? Anyway, curious about all those logic circuits when designing Redstone builds? Dr. Chronocinemus over on Reddit recently posted an older image of a number of classic Redstone logic circuits. Now, there are newer versions of all these different circuits that take advantage of things like repeaters, comparators, observers, and the sticky piston. But these are the classic circuits that will help show you what's possible with just a little bit of Redstone.
That's very interesting. I might have to check that out. Somebody has put together a list of Minecraft bedrock missing features. I'm not going to try to butcher their name.
Kitsu Akawala NSC?
Yeah, we'll let Tazel yeah. Insult that poor man with his name, or her. Apologies. From the Java or console editions that were missing currently, or missing, or have been decided not to brought over to Java. To Bedrock. These will probably include things like the combat update, I assume.
I think the combat update is actually unconfirmed at this point.
Well, it's missing at the moment.
Yeah, right? No, I mean, I understand that, but I mean, this thing is pretty long. Sorry, you finish up and I'll look to see if it's anywhere.
It's quite a long list. You're right. You did. It is quite a long list, ranging from gameplay, I can speak, to entity and mobs, to achievements and even paintings. Last updated June 4th with any confirmed, added, denied, in discussion items. Check out the entire 20 pages of items over in the shared doc. Link in the show notes.
Oh, so apparently I was wrong. By the way, it looks like the minecart with furnace got phased out. So it used to exist, and now it's not anymore.
Huh. Wow.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, there's a ton of stuff here that we don't have yet in Bedrock. It's amazing the amount of stuff that we don't have.
Like the stonecutter. R.I.P.
Yes.
Bring it back. Hashtag grinder.
Yeah. Yes, you want that new block, indeed. Curious about maybe attending or hosting a Minecon Earth party? Mojang just released information about the live stream event on September 29th. That's only 91 days away. They have a list of all the current event locations you can join and enjoy Minecon Earth with others. Most of them are in Microsoft stores, but there are a few museums, schools, and other venues available. And if you are interested and would like to host your own official public party, they do have information on how to apply for that as well. Find that all over at minecraft.net/minecon.
That's interesting indeed.
Yeah, last year I went to the Microsoft store near me. They had a couple of battles that the kids... I mean, it was mainly geared towards the younger, you know, kids that were there. But there were a lot of adults there as well.
And they had that world too, like that world download that you did a Let's Play on.
Yep. Which I still haven't finished. I still have it someplace. I have to go back to it and finish that. But
to do list.
To do. Too much time. Too many things. Or not enough time. Too many things.
Speaking of worlds and creative builds, there are a number of creative builds, mashup, and worlds that Mojang is showcasing this week. You could read and see Steaming Head by Fox Silver Creative. Roman Bathhouse by... not going to try to pronounce that name. And most importantly, the Incredibles skin pack. Everybody wants to be the Incredibles in Skyrim. I mean, in... Minecraft, I didn't say Skyrim.
Yeah, and it's actually the trailer. The trailer, this is such a special pack that they have a trailer for the skin pack.
God, it's almost like there's a Skyrim mashup pack in there too somewhere. Maybe. In the Minecraft store.
Maybe. Maybe. Anyway, so that was the news from around Minecraft and the 77th. Okay, so we are, as I said, talking about texture packs and all the different things that go along with them. We are also joined over in the Peanut Gallery here by, B Savage is in there, Jericho Jack is here, Spike Beer, Spiderweb Ninja. We also have YoMate in the voice chat as well, so you may hear him chime in from time to time.
Hello.
See, there's a yo. So, what exactly... Jig, what is a texture pack?
A texture pack is basically, think of it as a graphics pack. It just makes your Minecraft look better or worse, depending on, you know, the goal of the texture pack.
Okay,
like
so,
Faithful, one of the most famous ones.
Yeah, so
just is improved Minecraft.
So the basic, before we get into Faithful, the basic image that you see, both the block textures, the entities that you're seeing, the things, the icons, even the GUI interface is all part of that texture pack, and that's all called vanilla. That's the basic texture pack that comes with Minecraft. You can find out how to get texture packs two different ways. The first is you can buy them from the store. That's the most direct and universal. So if you're on Switch, if you're on Xbox, if you're on Windows 10, iOS, Android, VR, you name it, if you go to the Minecraft store, you can buy a texture pack and make that work.
Yes.
Yeah.
I should be back.
Now, for some of us, Jack is in voice, doesn't want to interrupt. Okay, Jack is also getting interrupted from time to time. There's also third-party packs. Now, the most famous one that's out there, at least for the for us Bedrock Edition people, is MCPDL, I believe. MCPDL.com.
Websites? Yeah.
Nope, that's not right.
There's apps, right. Too.
It's MCPEDL, I believe.
EDL. MCPEDL. Yes, indeed. Okay, thank you, Jack. So that is one of the more famous ones that are out there that I'm aware of, at least, where you can download a wide range of texture packs that people have designed. That's where I get my Faithful pack. Although we do host a number of those different packs on the 77th website under the helpful, files section. But
has Faithful been updated yet? That's the real question.
No. So as far as I know, Before we get into that, there is a downside.
Big beans
with
for life.
Yes, we'll get into that in a second. So there's a downside with third-party texture packs. If you are on Switch or Xbox One, you cannot use third-party skins, you can't use third-party texture packs, you can only use what's available in the store. Now, the nice thing with the store is, at least, if you buy it on one place, it carries over to the other locations as well. But it is something to be aware of that only people on Switch and Xbox can get that. So, now, continue on. Another problem with texture packs is they aren't always updated.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely a big problem.
So right now, Aquatic Update has come out. And as far as I know, I don't know of any texture pack that actually has, whether it's third-party or official or unofficial, that takes advantage of it. There's a seahorse pack, right?
Well, yeah, but that's a resource pack. That's a different thing.
No. I thought that was just a texture pack.
Isn't texture? Oh, yeah. I think it is a texture pack.
He just retextures one of the fish. As a seahorse.
I was thinking the boat resource pack.
Yeah, that's something completely different.
I do know that the city, is it called City Texture?
Cityscape?
City Texture Pack from the store?
Yeah, worst realm ever, the official Mojang realm, whatever they use as their recommended texture pack, that one has been upgraded to include textures that's been updated to the aquatics, because I know that the dolphins are textured. They have little floaties on their flippers. it's pretty amusing.
Okay. So again, there's so many texture packs out there.
There's a lot. You can make your own.
Yeah. Well, and we'll get to that later in the discussion. But right now we're just talking about the two different types that are out there. And hopefully we have time to get into that. But yeah, so the default that comes with it is what people refer to as vanilla. Yeah, I'm right there with you, Jig. Now, there are some people like the Yo who love the texture pack of vanilla, correct, Yo?
Exactly. Vanilla is the only vanilla. I don't know what I'm saying. Stop me before I make a horrible rhyme.
Well, there's pure vanilla, and then there's Vanilla Plus.
What's Vanilla Plus?
I'm just pure vanilla, then.
I like to go with what I call Vanilla Plus, which is like the texture pack that I've modified, which I like to call Vanilla Plus, which is the vanilla textures, but like I've modified the glass so it's clear, and then the grass is the solid grass blocks, so it's grass on all the sides. Yeah. So it's the vanilla experience with a little bit of a modification here and there.
Well, here's something to be aware of, and kind of jumping ahead, but you don't have a texture pack doesn't have to have everything that's part of the system. For instance, most of the texture packs, as we mentioned already, don't include most of the aquatic update stuff. So what happens is if your texture pack does not have that is, you know, whatever the fish is or the dolphin, it'll go down the list until it reaches something that does have it. Now, vanilla is always going to be at the bottom. So if it doesn't have it, you can just have vanilla. But you can do what Jack has, which is a texture pack that has certain... Well, actually, is yours literally vanilla with additions? Or is it just the other things that sit on top of the vanilla texture pack?
So mine is basically vanilla, and then I've thrown in like code crafted for all the redstone, and then I've thrown in what was it called? Vanilla tweaks for some of the different textures for like
from Exuma, right?
Yeah, the Exuma that's ported over. So I threw that in, and then I made my own glass textures, and then everything else is the vanilla default. So anything that I haven't modified is vanilla default.
Okay, so you actually have the vanilla textures in that texture pack.
No, it's everything that isn't touched is it'll default back to vanilla default.
Okay, so you have a partial texture pack that's in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everything that I've touched or modified or imported into is touched, and then if it's not modified or touched, it'll recognize that there's nothing there, and then it'll default into the Minecraft vanilla default. It'll recognize that there's nothing there, and it'll default to vanilla.
Okay. Yeah. And that's something to be really aware of, especially when you're joining other people's realms and worlds and such. The world itself can have a texture pack applied to it, which will always sit on top of whatever you choose. So if you choose to have, you know, glass look a certain way, but their texture pack is set to always use that and require it, it will override whatever you choose.
She's disappointing sometimes.
Yes, it can be. But it also can be very useful, especially in a lot of worlds where you don't want to have cheaty texture packs, because those exist as well. Because you could always have a texture pack that, say, makes stone invisible. These are often called, like, X-ray packs, which on the 77th are very illegal and very cheaty and will get you kicked. Same thing with modifying things like pumpkin masks. There are ones that will remove the pumpkin mask altogether. And although that is technically a texture change, the 77th feels that that is very much a, that's cheating. You know, if you are removing the disadvantage of having a pumpkin on your head, that's cheaty. So,
otherwise called the pumpkin blur.
Yes, the pumpkin blur mask. We don't enforce that. But if we find out, we will, you know, sort of kick
you. Yeah, so, if you post a screenshot and I can tell that you're wearing a pumpkin and you don't have the blur, I'm going to call you out.
Yeah, that is a bannable, get you in trouble sort of thing here on the realm. So, okay, so there's Vanilla, and Jack already mentioned that he has made his own. Now, me and Jig, what's our favorite one, Jig?
Well, it's I use my own modified version.
You're fancy. Yes.
But faithful is probably, for me, it's between faithful or natural, so I've kind of combined the two.
Now, you've combined them?
Yes.
Got them big beans. I took bits and pieces.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I use just pure faithful, which, again, you can find over at the77thcombined.com or over at mcpeld.com. Although, again, it hasn't been updated. So the advantage of Faithful is it sort of falls into a classification of texture packs, which
vanilla
are...
Vanilla Plus?
Yeah, sort of like Vanilla Plus. It's a type of texture pack that just makes the existing version look higher res. So I typically go to 64 on mine, because I have a PC and it can handle it. My iPad, I think, can handle 64, but I think my iPhone can only handle 32.
Your computer could probably handle the 512.
It probably could, except I don't know where that is. I can only find the 64
version. You probably have to convert it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to
convert with that conversion website you're going to mention later.
Yes,
probably.
That's later. Yeah, there are ways to convert, so maybe I'll have to be pointing in the direction of a 512 version, and it looks really, really super fancy. Now, as you mentioned earlier, Naturals is available on the store, Minecraft store. So anyone on the Switch or on Xbox, check that one out. My wife just recently started playing with Naturals, because, again, she hates vanilla. She thinks it's so blocky and so it irritates her
eyes. It is. It's 16 by 16. Like, what are you doing, Minecraft?
Yeah, pretty much. So it was recommended.
But that's the thing. It's Minecraft.
Yes. I mean, you don't want it to look like real life, but...
What? Yes, you do. What if I do? What if I want to look like real life? What if I want shadows, okay?
Well, then you're going to need a shader, which we'll get into in a bit. But for the time being, Naturals is probably the closest to a upscaled version that I'm aware of in the Minecraft store. You think? Is there anything else besides that?
There's plastic. There's plastic, which is kind of a downgrade scale, but
yeah.
It comes in 32 by 32 as well, so it's also kind of an upscale at the same time, pixel-wise.
True. And plastic definitely looks nicer, but it looks, well...
Plastic.
Exactly, yeah.
Looks like Legos.
Yeah, and there's a couple...
It's just very flat.
Yeah, there's a lot of... I don't know how to classify it. Fantasy?
Theme.
Fantasy texture packs? And I don't mean fantasy in terms of, like, medieval style. I'm talking about, like, things that everything gets converted to candy or, you know, it looks
and
plastic.
Themed.
Yep, there's definitely themed ones out there. Maybe a Skyrim-themed one.
Yep.
It's the Skyrim.
A Pokemon Glish one.
Cage.
Now, Next with pack. That, do you guys have a like a favorite partners or what do they call them? Marketplace team that you guys look for when you look for packs?
No, I'm pretty much just like, really. I'm faithful to faithful.
I used to, back when Marketplace first came out, buy everything because I thought it supported the people who made the stuff, and then I realized that that wasn't fully the case.
What do you mean?
Is that not the case?
No, I mean, it does, but like they take a portion out, of course, because they're selling it.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, House takes a cut.
Yeah, because they're advertising it, they're putting in, you know, you can almost say it's like buying something in a store. You know, the full price of that money is not going to the original creators of that product. You know, if you buy it at a Kmart or whatever, you know, money goes to Kmart, and Kmart buys it at a lower rate from someone else, and that's how business works. So,
well, I was thinking, no, I was buying, like, before the market, when it was just Minecraft made once.
Oh, you mean from, like, third-party sites?
No. It was back when they did the skin packs and all that.
Yeah, isn't that by the people that make them? They're just selling them on Minecraft's website?
No, it was the Minecraft made their own made skin packs. All those, remember back when it had the biome settlers? This was like early.
Early.
Oh, market. When it was Minecraft labeled, like.
When it was only Minecraft.
The villagers and the. Were those not made by Mojang?
Oh,
I thought they were.
I'd wager some of them probably weren't.
Yeah, they were labeled Mojang, but I see what you're saying now. Yeah, those weren't marketplace people. Those were actually Mojang labeled.
Yeah, those were Mojang.
Yeah, because marketplace didn't show up until earlier this year, right? Or maybe around Christmas, somewhere around there.
No, it was before that.
It was?
The marketplace has technically been around for a long time.
It's been a while, but yeah.
It might have just been called, recently changed to the name Marketplace, but there was a marketplace.
I think they just recently put their individual team names on all their things. Like, this is, you know, Team XYZ's, you know, world download, blah, 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 blah. And this is Team XYZ's skin pack. I think that's how they just now started doing it. It used to be, I could be very wrong, but it used to be that they sold it directly to Minecraft Studios, and then Minecraft Studios sold that skin pack as Minecraft Studios skin pack.
Yes, right? That sounds about right. Maybe. Or they might have just made it. They might have hired people to make the things themselves.
You know, I have to Google this. Now I have to Google things. Now I have to research things.
Jake raises questions. But no, I've recently stopped
raising the tough questions.
We have to find out. It's not just the book of
knowledge. Like,
oh God.
It became that, like, why would I buy stuff from the marketplace when I could get it for free? Because back when I bought stuff, you couldn't get it for free. Or you could, but you would have to do this long, lengthy process. Well,
yeah, and usually you would get, like, the first two people for free or something like that. Like, there was the Evil Villains one, and for the longest time, the 77th host was the, you know, Sauron version guy. You know, with the
head thing. And yeah. Like, why... I'm honestly curious, like, how well do skin packs sell? Maybe I'm taking this the wrong way, but, like, who is not knowing enough to buy a skin pack?
Well, again, remember, people on Xbox and now Switch can't add their own. They have to use one of the existing skin packs from the store. They can't import their own. The Xbox One team and Switch, they don't allow third-party content to be added to their console. Therefore, Minecraft doesn't allow it either.
Well, I think Are you sure? Yep. Well, they don't allow it with Minecraft, I'm pretty sure.
No, no, they don't allow it, period. Well, they specifically said the reason why Minecraft does not allow it is because they don't allow it. It's a platform restriction.
And as someone who's recently looked into teaming up with some marketplace partners, skin packs are easier to produce rather than the entire texture packs, because by Microsoft standards, to do a texture pack on the marketplace, you have to retexture every single texture, everything. And I've tried to retexture every single texture. Gah, that's a lot of textures. It's a pain in the butt. So to do a skin pack, you're only required to do, like, I think it's 10 skins. You can pump out 10 skins in a day. You know, that's no big deal. Pump out 10 skins. Yeah. Pump out 10 skins, charge 350 coins. You partner up with a bigger marketplace partner. You know, you get your cut and you're in. You know, you might not make a bunch, but, you know, make a couple bucks, get your name in, good to go.
Xbox, though.
Well, I mean,
lots and lots.
Yeah. Plus, keep in mind, if you can do it on Xbox and Switch, that means that's also available to you on the other platforms as well.
Yes. You
know, for instance, I bought Naturals on iOS, but I can download it for free on, you know, my Windows box, or, you know, if I had Android, I could go over there, or if I sign into a Switch, I can download it.
It used to not be that way, though. I remember I had to buy both.
Yes, I remember that too, yeah.
And oh my god, I have not gotten any compensation.
Yeah. But that's also when they were different editions. Now that everything's under the same, you know, Bedrock banner,
Everything's under your Xbox account now, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, except for PlayStation. They're lonely over there by themselves.
All by themselves.
Yeah, they don't want to play with others. Yeah, so there are different levels. So everything typically is a variation of 16. So the basic, you can't get less than 16 in terms of the resolution. You'll often see it as 16 by 16 or 16x.
Then, could you?
Nope. It won't let you. That's the really? Bare minimum. Yeah. You can't have an 8x8, for instance. I mean, technically, that's could have an 8x8, and you just have to, but there would still be 16 pixels. You'd just be duplicating and quadrupling the what you're physically seeing. But 16 is the bare minimum that the game allows.
Okay.
Then you have 32. Yes. And it just keeps doubling from there. So just if you know your RAM, you know, specs, it's 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512. I think 512 is as high as it goes currently, right?
Oh, no. There's 10, 24, and 2048.
Okay. So you can have a 2K. Sheesh. I don't think Bedrock supports that quite yet. I was trying to. I was trying to install a 512 version of. I had asked in the 77 Combined site as well as over on Discord. One of our people, suggested by Mr. Tyrant, Redcraft, R3D Craft, and they had a 512, and I was trying to get it installed earlier. And I could not, for the life of me, even though it said it was a Windows 10 machine, I could not get Bedrock to recognize it. It would see it, but for some reason I couldn't get the textures to work. So I don't know how high up it actually goes. Has anyone actually successfully run a 512?
I've not tried.
You have not tried.
Because, obviously, I'm on an Android device.
Well, you know, you need to trade it in at Pokemon Center for a better one.
I haven't. Recently, I think 2 months ago, I recently tried out a 64x64 just to see if my device could handle it. And it runs smoothly. And I've thought about upgrading to, 128?
Mm-hmm.
Just to test it. Okay.
But haven't gone that far yet.
Yeah, this haven't gotten around to it. Like, I haven't felt the need to upgrade, and I'm kind of using my own custom texture pack.
Right.
So, you know.
Now, there are some texture packs that can cause a problem. So, not just in terms of size, but we found, I think Dini and some other people had an issue with some of the texture packs when they would go in an area with a lot of fences. And it would just crash their system because they can normally handle it, but trying to render all those higher definition, all those different definition, you know, entities at a higher quality was enough to sort of kick it. So it's definitely something to be aware of.
Yeah, like, I see Coarse Dirt looks good. Doesn't look good on Faithful, Colonel thinks.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, sometimes when you upgrade the quality, you can all of a sudden start seeing things that you didn't. Like, for instance, my wife loves Faithful. She's quite a fan of the Faithful. She likes that. However, she absolutely hates the Nether texture pack for Faithful.
Oh,
because you definitely can sort of see that it looks like meat slabs and bleeding and just. You know, because that's, I mean, it's hell. I mean, that's sort of what it is.
Yeah.
But in the lower quality, you just see red. Red splotches. So
you just see your frames.
Yeah, you just see, crash. You know, some pixels, you know. But the higher quality, you're like, oh, that's what, yeah.
That's a skull.
That's creepy. That's kind of creepy. Right.
There that's was one thing I actually liked about Natural, though.
Which is?
That the netherrack has the same texture as stone, but it's just a different color.
Oh, okay. So she'll definitely like that when we get to the nether in the Mr. and Mrs. realm.
She'll probably... That's one of my favorite things about the natural texture pack. However, I didn't take that over when I made my own because I'm using faithful stone texture.
Gotcha.
Even though I do prefer natural stone texture, it's just, I don't know, it looked too much like cobble.
Oh, what was the
at the same time
someone had used to use on the 77th, and it was very popular, a lot of people had it, where like the skeletons looked like really skeleton-y and the zombies had weird derpy faces, and it was B something,
BD craft.
Yes,
I actually am using that HUD.
You're using that HUD? Okay.
I'm using the HUD from BD Craft.
Okay, let me add that to our list here. BD Craft.
That was Bitters.
That was Bitters
texture
one?
Pack.
Okay, got it. I know a lot of people besides Bitter had been using that one. So that was a very popular, and that's a third party one, correct? Or is that
built-in? No, it got integrated. I think at some point.
Okay, so that one you can actually get to in the store. So for all you Switch players and Xbox One players, that's one to look for as well.
Why is Faith not on store?
What's that?
Why is Faithful not on the store?
I don't know. There really should be a up. Well, that actually leads me into one of the two things we have left about texture packs. So one of the texture packs that's coming out, and unfortunately it's only going to be available, I think, for Xbox One and maybe Windows 10, is the Super Duper Pack. Now, the Super Duper Pack is a 2K version of a texture pack or something along those lines. They've been promising
it. Thought it was
4K. Was it 4K? Okay, so it's a 4K pack, and they've been promising this, and there's beautiful footage of it going all the way back to last year's Minecon. And
I think I remember hearing about this.
We still have
it had shaders too. It was beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, it's gorgeous. But the problem is because it's so high end and so heavy resource wise, they're only going to allow it to be released for certain things. And for instance, like the rails are three dimensional and stuff, you know. fences aren't just, you know, flat textures. They're actually three-dimensional.
Well, technically the rails are three-dimensional, but...
yes. But in the game, you sort of see them as this flat thing.
Yes.
But you get shadows and all this sort of stuff. So that is something that is going to be coming, but unfortunately only to certain ones that
are They were also talking about upgrading the other ones too, weren't they? There was going to be a natural version of that, I believe.
Yeah, there were some basics that they wanted to get at the higher quality, because people wanted to, you know, expand. They wanted to do better. And they wanted to take part of another part of the texture packs, which are called shaders. Now, Jake, what's a shader?
Shader is basically, it's kind of a resource pack, kind of. However, it falls under the texture pack. It just adds lighting, technically. It just changes the way the game looks, not block-wise, but visually in other ways.
Yeah, so for instance, leaves.
Almost like physics.
Yeah, leaves will wiggle, you know, like a wind is blowing it. So, and grass will move back and forth, and water will ripple a little bit.
And depending on where the sun is, you will cast a shadow.
Yep, and if you're holding holding light sources, that's actually my biggest problem with shaders. It tends to be really dark at nighttime.
I actually love that.
Well, from a visual standpoint, it's wonderful. It's don't get me wrong, shaders are beautiful.
I got my brightness at 100.
Architecturally, that's why I love them.
But playing with it is a pain in the neck. I'm used to going caving.
Everything, man.
Yeah, I know. You have to light everything up. But I'm just so used to seeing everything at the higher, you know, brightness levels that shaders just can't give you just by the way they work.
Actually, that reminds me. The shader that I was kind of implementing in my pack, man, it was so nice, except it had one flaw, and it was orange torchlight, and it just drove me insane. I literally had to edit the shader itself, figure out what was making it orange, and delete that part of it.
Huh. Okay.
So yeah, I literally messed with it a little bit.
Yeah, sometimes you'll see people do... the majority of people who play Minecraft don't play it with shaders on. Because it is a huge resource hog, usually when it comes to that. Because there's so much more that has to compute, it has to figure out shadows and everything else.
Especially on mobile, if you don't like your fingers to melt off, don't play with shaders.
Yes, your phones and tablets will get very, very hot as your processor is trying to keep up with everything. So definitely keep a lookout on that. Okay, so anything else texture pack-wise before we get into the converters and how to go about doing this?
Just as a quick tip, something I've done in just my custom one that I do, I like to mix and match. You were saying earlier about 16 by 16 and 32 by 32. What I've done in my Vanilla Plus is most of mine is, you know, the vanilla 16 by 16. For my glass, I've done like 64 by 64. So I mix and match my textures. So I'll do a lot of the vanilla texture is 16 by 16, but anything I want to do high res, I'll do it in the high res 64 by 64. And you can do that when you're doing custom textures.
Yeah, usually when you're looking at them online, they're all one type. They're all 16, 32, you know, 50, whatever, 64.
Yeah, but if you're doing customs, you can mix and match. And anyone who's listening, if you want to do custom stuff and you get into it that far, you don't be afraid to mix and match. It's perfectly fine, and it's not going to hurt anything. Yeah.
So there are converters that are out there if you want to make your own. Or convert Java ones that are out there. You may not get all the features of Java. So, for instance, Java allows for borderless glass and some other stuff.
Oh, that would be awesome. And connected textures would be great. Yep,
connected textures. So bookcases that are linked together.
You can get borderless. You can't get connected, though.
True. So you can't have a
order list if you edit all the textures, and trust me, that's not necessarily fun.
But also, when you do that, what ends up looking, there's no clean end to it if you do it that way.
Yep.
And that's one of the reasons why borderless or connected doesn't work, is because if you have a bookcase, for instance, the books are just going to go off the edge like it, you know, does. You'll have wood on the top, wood on the bottom, but nothing on the sides in order for it to sort of work. And it doesn't look quite right. So,
and same thing with the glass. If you don't have the edge of the glass, it's hard to tell where you're project stops or where you're breaking. And that's why all my clean glass, it has just small clean edges. It doesn't look nearly as good as not having edges, but it just makes sense to have edges, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it looks cleaner. It looks cleaner.
Yeah.
Okay, so how, since both of you, I have not really fiddled with this too much beyond making the 77th texture packed so you can lay it on top to fix the pumpkin blur and the fire and stuff. What do you guys do, and what do people need to know if they want to do it from scratch themselves? What's the best way to start off? Don't all speak
at
once.
As far as what?
So I am Joe Minecraft player here, and I come to you and go, hey, I want to make my own texture pack. What do you tell Joe to do first?
What do you like? that's what I would do. What do you like? Find out what you like and go at it. I mean,
okay. So
the first thing I did was I took a vanilla texture, for instance, the bed. I went into a photo editor and I took the bed texture because it's the easiest one to look at and figure out, you know, the shape of it. Just go into a Photoshop or for me, I'm on Linux, so I went on GIMP. Yeah.
And GIMP's available elsewhere as well.
Yeah. I like Linux and GIMP because it's super free. So I just went in there and just went in and just started playing around and editing.
Or, if you're like me,
way to go about it.
And you don't want to edit stuff and you want someone else to do that for you, cough, cough, JJ, you should totally help me out with that. You could just copy and paste certain parts of texture packs and mash them up into your own, like I did.
Okay, so if I take a existing texture pack, an MC pack that's for textures, how do I do anything with that? Can I just open it up? If I double click it, normally it just opens in Minecraft. So how do I actually get into these texture packs?
You're gonna have to rename the extension to from .mc pack to .zip.
Yep.
That's one way to do it.
Okay, so they're just fancy zip files. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so we name it zip. We double click it. We can now see what's inside of this. What do we see inside of one of these texture packs?
A lot of JPEGs. Usually, I think they're JPEGs, aren't they? Are they JPEGs? I'm not at my computer.
They might be PNG.
Yes, they're PNGs.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, actually. So inside,
do the thing.
Typically, there's folders. First you're going to have the folder name. Then you're going to have in that folder name, the folder name's name of the texture pack. You're going to have the pack manifest JSON, which basically is the detail information on the texture pack. If you don't know how to mess with that, don't mess with it. There's going to be a pack image icon. You can change this to whatever you want. You just have to delete that one and make your own image and put it in there and rename it pack _ icon.
Now, just to loop back on the blocks.json or the manifest.json, rather, if I have a texture pack that I love, let's say Faithful, and I want to start modifying it, and can I leave that alone and just do that?
Yes and no. You're going to have a problem with, I believe they're going to register as it's going to, you can't have Faithful and that texture pack installed anymore, because I think they'll register as the same one.
Yep. So there's a UUID.
Yeah, there'll be a parity issue.
Now you can't. The easiest way I find to fix that, again, I'm the other two people he had done this a lot more than I have. But if you change the version ID and just increase it by one digit, that'll be enough.
Yeah.
But then you're gonna have a conflict if you ever tried to get that version again. So there's a lot more detailed stuff about that. But just something, something to be aware of. To
that's have a problem with. Basically there's code there. That's what that is.
Okay, so the full folders that we have in here.
If you're doing this as your personal stuff, you can just change it by one version number, and this is for personal. If you ever try to publish this as something that's your own, then you're going into legal issues.
Yeah,
and then
we're not advising you
to do this.
Yeah, we're not lawyers in that regard. Just for personal fun.
Google this to your own extent, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, continuing on.
Okay, so we have different folders. There's a font folder, which you'll probably ignore for most people.
Of course,
Mike, there's a UI, which you'll probably ignore. The one that you're concerned mostly about is not models, but textures. So when there's a texture folder, and we're seeing blocks, color maps, entities, environments, GUI, horse, items, maps, models, paintings, particles, a whole bunch of different stuff in here. So so if I have something in here that I like, I can just copy it from here into a different one, and it'll work, correct?
It's going to ask you to overwrite, technically.
Okay, so it'll overwrite, or if it's not there, it'll automatically add it. And it doesn't matter where I get this from. It'll just work when I finish repackaging and getting to the steps that come after all this, correct? Or is there something else I need to be aware of?
That sounds correct.
Java.
Oh, are you moving it? Are you downloading a Java version or a Bedrock version? Because there is a difference.
Oh, is there now? What's the difference between those two?
There's some Java textures that don't apply to Bedrock. For example, I think there's like three different leaf textures in Java, I believe.
Well, I know personally that the modeling for instance, hoppers, they don't transfer over from Java to Bedrock because the different, you know, the way the hopper points, they don't do that in Bedrock. Because I was trying to do like how Tango modeled his hopper to where the arrow.
Yeah, I would love that.
I tried to do that, and it don't do that because the model itself, there's no physical model to put that arrow on, so the model, depending on how you angle it to when you place it, it doesn't, there's no, how do I articulate this? The model itself doesn't, it's not directional. It's just an image.
That then the software moves instead of.
Yeah. So you know how on Java, it's the model is directionally based. So when you put the arrow on the model, it's directional. So when you put the hopper directionally facing your east, west, south, north, you know, that arrow is going to face east, west, south, north. Well, in Bedrock, that's not going to work like that. So in the model, when you put it looking on your screen, when you put that arrow facing up on your screen, it's going to always face up on your screen and in the game, no matter how you place it in the world. It's just, that's how it's going to look.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. There's no directionally based anything.
Yeah. And that's something I know that they're trying to fix, because it's been requested. Another thing you need to be aware of, if you copy a image over, not all the models have the same names. So some things are slightly different. Like Anvil might be Anvil _, full /damage_, you know, there might be different, slightly different named versions. So always be sure to check what the name is for the Bedrock version.
When you're reading /silver had me screwed up for weeks because I was doing, I think it was /gray.
Yeah, it's just slightly different.
Yeah, silver glass, not gray glass, silver. Silver.
Oh, we're fancy.
Is that a...
Wait, we're fancy.
Wait a minute. Is that what it is called in... Good God, now I need to check.
Yeah, in Bedrock. Yeah, yeah, it's silver glass.
The names are slightly different. And the names in the game might be identical, but the actual model, the picture model in the template is actually slightly different. So that's definitely something to be aware of. Now, there are some programs that will allow you to help out with this. The one that kept coming up in all my searches, and I haven't really played around with it too much, was a program over at utk.io. And it allows you to drop in a Java pack, and it's supposed to understand all these differences and automatically convert it. Again, your mileage will vary, but... okay, so we've made changes, we've tweaked things the way we want to tweak.
Well, these people, I use their skin app, I think.
Okay. So you're aware of the company at least.
Well, yeah. Their skin it's a nice integrative kind of integrated with Minecraft. You can choose to open up your skins from a different party source, and I use their app for that pretty much.
Okay, so they have a whole range of different things for Minecraft players to do stuff. Very nice. Okay, so we've either converted it manually or we've used this program. We've made sure that the manifest.json file, you know, has a version so it doesn't conflict, or we've renamed it. Okay, so we now have a zip file. All we have to do is rename this as an MC pack and then just import it, correct?
Yeah, that should be it.
Okay. So
unless JJ thinks I'm wrong. He knows more than me.
As long as it's got a UUID and the JSON and it's got MC pack and I don't know. Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I'm a couple of cocktails into the cocktail hour.
I'm on my...
Let's see what happens.
Second,
I mean, let's import. Let's see where we go.
Number of...
I mean, as long as the game doesn't give us an error, I mean, yeah, should work.
Now, there are some things that even if you do everything right, still aren't going to work. Recently, they broke cocoa beans. The model for cocoa beans is completely broken on every texture pack that I'm aware of, at least.
Oh my god. Except vanilla.
Yeah. Everything else has giant beach balls that you can walk inside the cocoa bean. It's very strange. Very strange.
It's very annoying.
Yeah.
To the eye too, because they can interlap with each other and then they create this weird visual thing, and oh my god, Mojang, you're killing me. The OCD people out there, I feel your pain.
Okay, so I think, is there anything that we missed?
Yes, texture. There's one thing we missed.
We missed something. We missed.
Texture packs unregistering.
Oh, true. So in order
not
to...
not saving.
Yeah, well, that's more a bug right now that they should fix. Sometimes if you sign out of Minecraft and then sign back in, the texture pack doesn't stay enabled. The way you are supposed to do it is go into settings... go into resources, and there's all your texture packs. And you can organize which order they're in and go from there. If you want to remove a texture pack from the list completely, you actually have to go over now to storage, I believe it is. Go into research packs, and you can remove them there. That's very important, especially if you keep messing up changing those resource numbers, the version numbers. So you definitely want to make sure you go in there and remove your unused ones, and so you don't mess things up. Otherwise, it's going to say duplicate pack already enabled or something along those lines.
They need to fix the bug.
Yeah,
the bug
it's definitely... I keep getting into the game, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to start streaming, and Oh wait, Faithful's not on. Okay, well, let me sign out. Let me fix this. Let me sign back in. It just...
Yeah, global crash detected. Resources reset every single time.
And it's not even, like, there's no global crash either. Like, usually there would actually be...
Yeah, I signed out perfectly. Nothing happened.
I don't even get that. Signed back in. I just have the resource pack resets.
Yeah, it's just the app closes. Whenever you close the app sometimes, it resets back to the default vanilla.
But not always.
I swear they're doing it intentionally.
But not always. Yeah, sometimes it's fine. So, yeah.
I think they're doing it intentional. They're letting us know they don't like our texture
just
pack.
Just to annoy you, yes. Let's annoy the jig.
I find it amusing that it's with all of them. I mean, it's with purchased packs. It's with...
They had to have changed
third party. Some... It's with my custom. It's with everything.
They had to have changed some way that the JSONs interact or something. Speaking of, not only can you replace the blocks, you can also replace the sun and the moon. And the clouds.
That would be you can and the UI.
Yep.
The UI
and the GUI interface. Yep. And the splash screen
and the crosshairs.
So and the crosshairs. There's a lot of different things in there.
My poor crosshairs.
Besides
and get rid of the crosshairs.
Yep. That the texture packs interface with, but that's a little bit more advanced than we're gonna get into here. Okay. So any last words? Jack. Any last words, Jack, about texture packs?
About texture packs, no. But last words, I mean, I've got some last words. None of them are PG.
Well, we're PG-13, but yeah, it's keep it family friendly.
Nah, I'm good. I've said my piece.
Okay, thanks, Jack. And Jig, anything from you?
Download the Eevee texture pack. Actually, no, I can't. I can't legally do that because it's part BD crap, and I can't legally, you know, distribute their texture pack, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. And for me, as I said, I typically use the Faithful or Naturals, I guess, if I'm going to be on the Switch. So those are mine of choice. But, yeah. So, again, thanks, Jack, for being in here, and Jig for speaking.
And Yo-Mate.
And Yo-Mate was in there for... very brief section there right at the beginning. Also, thanks, Spike. Let's see, who else is in the peanut gallery here? Spider was there, had to leave. Kunal, Spike Beer is in there as well.
Llama.
I didn't see Llama. Oh, she was there, I guess, earlier.
Scroll up a little bit.
Yeah.
Savage was there at some point.
Yep. So thanks for everyone in the peanut gallery for helping us out and for giving us some ideas and everything else along those lines. For those not already part of the 77th Combine but want to learn more, please check out our website at the77thcombine.com for more stories, pictures, where to watch us, and all our past season content. Our account on Twitter is 77thcombine. You can also find us in the Minecraft Multiplayer Discord group or over on our official YouTube channel. If you need to get in touch with us, our contact email address is 77combineops@gmail.com. We record this live on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, and it is open to any member here on the 77th Combine. For everyone listening live, we'll be continuing on to the 77th After Dark voice chat. Thanks for listening, and happy crafting.